Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It's 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern and 7 o'clock Central. The latest information on Hurricane Delta is still 100-mile-an-hour winds moving northwest at 15 miles an hour from a 4 a.m. advisory. The new advisory coming out here soon. Hurricane specialists looking at all the aircraft data. We got the Air Force, we got the NOAA plane, all the planes in there, and also the NOAA G4 on the outskirts of this to look at the size, look at the structure of this storm, getting us the latest information. So this is what we have here. Hurricane Delta coming off the Yucatan yesterday, getting into the Gulf of Mexico, plenty of warm water, not much shear, so plenty of opportunity to further strengthen, and that's what we are showing in our forecast. You start looking at the forecast advisory as we're getting this out as we speak, and you can be able to see the expansion of some of these winds. We've really seen some of these winds extend out from the center over 100 miles. So we are expecting this this strengthening and also the expansion of this storm with time. Close to the forecast track, really going to start impacting. If you look at the timing, this is 1 p.m. on Friday, so tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, really going to start approaching the coast of Louisiana. However, big storm, so you're going to have those impacts well outside the cone, well away from the center. And because it's big, you're going to start seeing those winds, and you're going to start seeing that storm surge come up well before the center. Once we move inland during the day, Saturday, moving up into the Mississippi Delta there, starting to see some of those winds and starting to see some of that rainfall as well. Some of those impacts here, one of them is the winds, the arrival time of those winds. We expect those tropical storm force winds really getting close to the Louisiana coastline, upper Texas coast, Louisiana coast by tomorrow morning. So really you have to have things wrapped up today. Really look at your preparedness you have today, because those winds by tomorrow morning going to be getting close. Some of those rain bands will get there, and especially a large storm, you'll see those winds and also that storm surge get there early. I'm really looking at the probability, looking at the chance of getting those tropical storm force winds. That's in your oranges and your reds, stretches not just on the coast, but even inland. You look at Lake Charles, you look at places like Lafayette, you look at Baton Rouge, real close to the getting some of those winds as well. So any one of these areas could get some strong winds, get some damaging winds, and that's very dangerous for trees falling. So something you need to be prepared for with time. The other thing is the water. We always talk about that being the most dangerous part of these tropical systems. And look at the rainfall. Some areas 6 to 10 inches of rain, maybe even up to 12 inches of rain. Some places could get a foot of rain from Hurricane Delta, and that's right on the coast, upper Texas coast. Start looking at southwest Louisiana, but also look inland. So Lake Charles, you start getting Cameron, also up to Alexandria, some high, look at some of that high water, some of the chance for flooding all the way up through portions, even Monroe, Louisiana with time. So the storm surge is one of the big factors. We talk about this often because it's so dangerous. The larger the storm, you can get more storm surge associated with this. So Cameron over to Pecan Island, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge close to that center. 7 to 11, Pecan Island to Port Fouchon, Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot, and even to the mouth of the river from Port Fouchon, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So we will continue to bring you the latest updates from Hurricane Delta from here at the National Hurricane Center.